Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning. It's April 8th, 2022, and this is 5-Minute Daily Devotionals with Religionless Christianity. This morning, we're going to look at Luke chapter 8, verse 41 and 42. And they read, "And there came a man named Jairus, who was a ruler of the synagogue, and falling at Jesus' feet, he implored him to come to his house, for he had an only daughter, about 12 years of age, and she was dying." What an interesting passage of scripture and a beautiful picture of our Lord's love. Jesus loves his enemies. We see later in Luke 13:14, another time the term ruler of the synagogue is used. And in that verse, the ruler treats Jesus and his message the same way the Pharisees and scribes do, as blasphemy, sinning against the law. So like the Pharisees, scribes, and that ruler in Luke 13, we can assume that this man would have normally been opposed to Jesus, or put more simply, an enemy of Christ. A natural human inclination would have been to tell this man, you know, our enemy, to beat it. We aren't helping him. But that's not what our Lord, our role model, does. Verse 49 through 54 tells us, he goes to the ruler's house, even suffers mockery while at the house, and brings the girl back from the dead. Christ loved his enemies. Another point worth noting here is the ruler. As we mentioned earlier, we can assume he would have normally been an enemy of Christ. So what's changed and brought him here? Well, desperation makes us do crazy things. The man's daughter is dying, and all the pride and strict adherence to the law went out the window. In better times, like in Luke 13, he may have called Christ a blasphemer, maybe called for his arrest or worse. This, however, isn't better times. With his daughter's life hanging in the balance, he doesn't seem to care about what Jesus is or isn't. He only knows that this man can heal. So in what looks like a last-ditch attempt to save his daughter, he goes, falling on his feet to the only one left who can heal. The thing is, we offer the same hope to those that are desperate around us. Jesus Christ is still the only option left for a world that is lost and desperate. Nothing has changed over the last 2,000 years. Jesus Christ and his gospel message is still the only hope to a world in crisis. They are still our enemy, like they were in Christ's day. So the question needs to be asked, are we going to follow in Christ's footsteps and show love to our enemies by pointing them to the way, the truth, and the life, the only way by which men may be saved? Or are we going to allow hardness of our hearts to prevent them from receiving the same mercy and kindness our Lord showed while he walked the earth? We know the right answer, but will we do it? I pray that we will. And our psalm comes from Psalms 41, verse 3. The Lord sustains him on his sickbed. In his illness, you restore him to full health. And our proverb comes from Proverbs 8, verse 4 and 5. To you, O men, I call, And my cry is to the children of man, O simple ones, learn prudence. O fools, learn sense. And I'll end praying for you from Psalms 145. May the Lord show you he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, that the Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. May you know the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth, that the Lord preserves all who love him. God bless.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.